Okay. Oh, what do you say to a horse to urge him on? Like if he's being real pokey.
Get up, Daisy.
Okay. If you want the horse to stop, what would you say?
Whoa.
Okay. Now, how do you call hogs to feed them?
Biggie, biggie, biggie.
Okay. Now, you said you didn't have any experience with sheep. Do you happen to remember how your grandparents might have called a sheep from the pasture?
I never was around them when they would call them, but now I remember when Grandma used to go down to the pasture fence, I saw her fix a bottle and put a little nipple on it, you know, and put the milk in it, and she'd go down to the fence, and the little baby lamb would come up to the fence, mm-hmm. and she'd stick that bottle through the fence and feed it.
But she didn't say
anything. I didn't hear her call it anything. It seemed to know when she, it saw her, you know, it knew what she had,
mm-hmm.
and she'd feed it.
Okay. How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
Chicken, 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 come on!
Okay. If you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I've got to...
harness up the horses.
What was that, excuse me?
Harness.
Okay. If you're riding the horse, what do you use to guide him?
The lines.
Okay. The lines are for the driver and the clown. Have you ever called anything else?
Plow lines is what they use when they're plowing.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put your feet into if you're riding a horse?
Stirrup.
If you got two horses, what do you call the horse that's on the left?
If you got what?
If you got two horses, like you're leading two horses,
mm-hmm.
what do you call the horses on the left? Or maybe this will make you clear. If you're plowing with two horses,
mm-hmm.
what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know. Really, I don't know what that one's got.
Okay. Maybe you just always plow with one horse?
Well, I think Papa did plow two mules at one time. But that would be mostly when he would be breaking the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he would be, after he would have it planted, he would just use one mule, you know. And it would be, well, the mule, I think, walked in the furrow. The one mule, you know, walked in the furrow.
Okay. If somebody, like we're talking about this neighborhood here, you'd say, like somebody didn't live right next door to you, not real close, but they didn't live too far either, was kind of close. If they're not right at hand, you say they live just a little...
ways off.
Okay. Now, you used to have a big complaint because we lived in Canada, and you used to say that that's not very close to here. It is...
a long ways off.
Okay. If there's something that's just a real common object, you don't have to look hard for it to find it in a particular place, you'd say, well, I can find that thing just about...
anywhere.
Okay. If you were, if anybody were walking on ice and they fell and their feet kind of went out from under them and they fell back this way, you would say he fell
backwards.
Okay. If instead of his feet flying out from under them that way, they went this way and he landed down on his hands, you'd say he fell
forward.
Okay. If you went fishing, which this happens sometimes, and you just don't catch any fish,
mm-hmm.
you might come home and someone say, well, did you catch any fish? And you just say, no.
No luck.
No luck. I didn't
catch a thing.
Okay. Would you ever say anything just...
didn't catch anything.